The banh mi.
This feels, this song feels relevant right about now.
Well, it's Nick's song. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We're going
to
hear from Nick Sirianni.
I'm destined to be.
That's right. We're going to hear Nick Sirianni's conversation with the Morning Show this morning, which I guess did not include a breakdown of the play calling inside the red zone Sunday.
Dang it.
That's what I'm here for. I mean, that's what Hugh's fired up about, and that's why we're.
I just don't understand the arrogance behind. We get them next week. That's crazy.
I'm not going to stop because we keep arguing the same. But once you decide it doesn't matter, do the details matter?
It does matter though. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are the backups? Are they NFL professionals?
Yeah. Mm.
Are they the best of the backups? See, this is where.
Well, it's true. Some of them might not be on a roster next year,
but they are. Regardless of that, they are the best of the best. Because if they weren't, then everybody would be out there playing. They are the best that are the best available at that time.
Yeah, sure. but it's all relative. They're the worst. They're actually technically the worst of the best.
And the bottom line,
considering their backups,
I have never been a part of a regime or a team that found losing acceptable. I just, to me that
you mean you play for the Jets?
Well, I mean, and this is true. But losing was not acceptable.
They told us it was acceptable when they benched everybody.
That's the point.
I mean, that's not how it works.
But they did. All right. Anyway, let's go back to the phone lines here, and then we will hear from Nick Sirianni. By the way, a couple polls up on our Twitter today. Would you be surprised the Eagles won the Super Bowl? I would not. Hugh would, based on the, I think a lot, but certainly the up and down nature of the offense this year. And did Week 18 matter? I'm excited for the results of that poll. Art in Philly is up on WIP. Let's get Art up here. What's up, Art?
Oh, thanks for taking my call.
You guys
are the greatest. You're number one. The guy's coming up second. They're not bad either. But the morning show, forget it. Look.
Cut that audio. I need that. Go ahead, Art.
Well, here's what I want to say to you, Mr. You over there. Did you ever hear Jim Cramer on the Stock Channel?
You mean the dude,
the Eagles fan.
Yeah, the Eagles fan.
Yeah. Well, he's got buttons over there. He's got buttons. And when the people call up and they ask him about a stock, he says, buy, 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 buy. He pushes the button. It goes, buy, 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 buy. He pushes another button. It goes, sell, 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 sell. They got a button for you. They know nothing.
Huh? Who
does it? You ever hear that one?
Wait, man, I'm listening. Yeah. The floor is yours. I was listening.
He's trying to workshop this. Go ahead, Art.
Anyway, look, let's talk about the game. First of all, coming into the beginning of the year, our offensive line was injured to begin with.
That's right. Dickerson, Juergens.
What are you expecting to do? He had to rest these guys.
That's right.
He has to rest them. And all the negative talk about Ertz. Like, look, I didn't like him back in the day. But look, I love the guy now. We got a guy. Look, and the other thing, the game was just a showcase to see what they had. They're showcasing.
It was a showcase game. It was basically a preseason game to increase the value of Tanner McKee. Art sees it.
Tanner McKee stinks.
That's how you feel about it. That's not the case.
That's how they felt about it. Forget
Tanner
me.
Tanner McKee stinks. Come on. He lost value. We lost value.
Yeah, well, he didn't gain value. I'll tell you that much. Not in that game.
What are we going to get for him now? Look, I trust the general manager. I trust Sirianni, so he's one of the best. That's all I could say. What are we going to do? Look, we're going to kill San Francisco.
Tell him, Art.
We're going to kill him. They got no owners. Their linebackers are not playing.
You know, every one of their linebackers that made their team in the end of this, you know, the preseason, like their starting linebackers, all of them are hurt. Every single linebacker.
And they are going to try to win this game.
You ever go to the horse track and races? How the horses are chomping at the bit to get going. They want to go. Well, that's what the Eagles are going to be like. They're going to be chomping at the bit to tear this team apart. San Francisco's going down, and we can beat everybody. Seattle included.
Feels like a Friday around here. Art, we love you, buddy. Good phone call. He's not kidding around.
How could you
hear that and be surprised they're going to win the Super Bowl? How do you do that?
I'm being realistic. I feel like if this team, I don't think this team is going to lose, right? Let me say that first. But if they do, it's probably going to be, I mean, where we how everybody loses, but we're going to be outscored. We're going to probably peter out in the second half. That concerns me.
I get it. I get it. That but concerns I also wouldn't be surprised they win the whole thing. No,
I would be happy if they did. Mm. I would definitely be happy.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised. We feel it.
I would definitely be surprised. Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni. He was on this morning with Joe and John. Here is their conversation, including some conversation about Lane Johnson and Nakobe Dean, their status for Sunday.
And the head coach, now for the fifth time entering the postseason in his 5 years as the head coach of the Birds going to the playoffs, is Nick Sirianni. Nick, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning,
so,
coach.
Nick, lots to get to here today, and Happy New Year to you. So you chose the rest thing. I thought it was the right decision. Some did not. I'm curious from your standpoint if you can speak to how much value you place on rest, the impact on a football team. You've done it entering the playoffs a few times. What have you noticed when your starters don't play the final game and the positive impact it can have on your team in that first playoff game and beyond?
Yeah, sure. You know, and then that is, I understand that some people are going to think it was a good decision. Some people aren't, but those are the things that you have to, that's why you go through a process. And that's why at the end of the day, you do what you think's best for the football team, because, you know, there is going to be opinion each way, and you go through, you use all the people in your building, you go through the process, and at the end of the day, you do what you think's best for your team. And you know, rest has shown to be good for us. You know, we rested, you know, we had the bye week in 2022. We were able to create a bye week last year. And so to be able to go in fresh, healthy, you know, they talk about that a lot with like schedules, like this team comes off of this many days of rest. It's good for them. Right. And it's been good for us. And so, a good physical, mental rest last week, for our guys, so we can be as fresh as we possibly can going into the playoffs. And I think, you know, you've seen us do this before. You've seen us go through long marathons of seasons, with a lot of starters, available. And I think that, you know, I think that it's just a good process throughout the whole organization to help me end up making those decisions. Because at the end of the day, I got to make the decisions, and that's why I'm so thankful we have so many good people here to help me make those decisions and to help me and to give me perspective. Yeah, that's where we were. And obviously, you know, we made that decision, and I don't go back on that decision. And now we are on to. Now we are on to the next game. That decision is long gone,
yeah,
and passed, and now we are on to the San Francisco 49ers.
How did the decision to play Devontae come about, Coach?
Yeah, you know, Devontae and I talked, and we did that with Devontae in 2021 as well. We let him play a couple plays. You know, I think he played 9 plays in this game. To get the, you know, the rookie record with a receiver, it's a little different. It's a different situation than like if Jalen was going to play, or if like for instance Saquon last year. You know, Smitty can go in without everybody else.
Yeah,
right. Smitty can go.
You don't have to use the O line like you would with the back.
That's right. And so, you know, again, like with Saquon, everyone would have had to go in and play. Last year with Smitty, a little different with wide receiver. We can structure it the way we need to keep him safe. I was a little upset with him and I told him, make sure you get out of bounds. And he caught that very first play of the game and he lowered his shoulder to get a couple extra yards. But, you know, I wanted him to go out of bounds on that particular one. But, yeah, we were safe with, and there's always a risk. We understand that. But you know, it's just a little different situation with the receiver, and he wanted that 1,000 yards was important to him. As a coach, you know, your job is to win football games first and foremost, period. But you also get into coaching because you want to help people achieve their goals. You know, because coaches did that for you, when you played, and, you know, both team-wise and individually. And that was an opportunity we were able to do. And, that's why we did that.
Because you had the second team plan, how hard does that make it as a coach to evaluate a game like Sunday's game
And how much did the second team underperform against the Commanders based upon your expectations?
You know, I think there was a lot of good things. Obviously, we didn't win the football game, you know, but and so you're disappointed in that. But I thought there was a lot of good things, and there's a lot of good moments to teach from. And what I think too is like when some of those guys that go in and play and have some and build some momentum, that serves you well for playoffs too. Like for instance, you know, last year, Jahan Dotson had a really good, you know, I look up on our pictures on our wall for players of the game. Jahan Dotson last year in that Giants game was one of the players of the game on offense. And, you know, that really gave him some confidence and did some good things that when he was called upon in the playoffs, making some big plays, both in the, you know, blocking and receiving. And so, you know, those things propel you into the playoffs of, you know, with some of those things and some of the guys that are going to have to play and make plays when they're called upon in that. And so, you know, that's always a positive. And every time you step out, I don't care who you're playing. I don't care if you're playing with backups or playing with starters. Every time you step on the football field, whether that's in practice, whether that's in a game, that is a great evaluation tool, for us. And great experience for those guys.
Nick, let's get to the playoffs here. 5 days, you play the 49ers. So first thing is, and I know you tread carefully with what you say, but tell us Lane and N'Kobe are going to play. What's the status report on those guys?
Yeah, they're working. You know, we'll put an injury report out tomorrow.
Get them out there!
That to you guys. But those guys are battling their tails off to get themselves back. They love this game. They love their teammates. They love this city. They love the Eagles organization, and they're doing everything they can do to be back on the field as soon as they can. And you know, like I said, we don't have to give out anything quite yet, and we're still got another day until we practice. And then that injury report will come out, and then you guys will kind of find some of that stuff out.
There it is. Hey, Nick, 2022 and 23, you played this squad. Some parts the same, some different. How much stock do you put into what they did against you in 22 and 23 as you prepare? And how much is more just about, you know, this season and the last couple of weeks and what they now do with the players they now have?
Yeah, good question. That's a really good question. Every time you go into a game, you're putting a ton, you're watching everything that they've done in this season, especially this late in the season, but you're going back, right? You're going back to you're going back to critical situations, from 2022, 23, 24. Shoot, you know, Kyle's been the head coach there for a long time. So you're going back to critical situations since he took over. And then, of course, you always go back and watch your game, which I'm anticipating that they do the same, right? You always go back and watch your game. So you watch the 22 game. You watch the 23 game. You watch your Jets game against Coach Sala, you know, who was the coordinator there, or, you know, was in charge of
the
defense there when he was the head coach. You go back and you watch some things that some of their other assistants who have been coordinators, you look at everything. You leave no stone unturned. That's, you know, There's a reason coaches don't get a lot of sleep. You know, they're studying everything. They're looking for every angle. And so, yeah, you look at everything. I have the utmost respect for this football team. You know, they've had sustained success for a long time. Credit goes to that organization and Kyle. Like I said, just have a ton of respect for him, and the job that he's done. And then, you know, they got good players, and they've had good players there. They've just done a good job. So, well-respected opponent, and, you know, we're going to have to do the right things throughout the week to get ourselves ready to play our best football game.
This 49ers team, they were held to 3 points on Saturday, so they have that extra day. I'm sure that's somewhat of a concern, the extra rest that they get. But how did the Seahawks hold this team to 3 points, and how replicable is that by our guys?
Yeah, I think, you know, I take our defense over any defense. I love our defense and the things that we've been able to do these past couple years. And, you know, and so this is going to be a challenge. This is a good, this is a really good offense with really, you know, Kyle does a great job calling it and scheming it. They got really good players, you know, Christian McCaffrey, awesome back, you know, Kittle, all the guys, Purdy, Trent Williams, they got a lot of really good playmakers over there. So we're going to have to, you know, there is no big secret. You know, we're going to have to play with great fundamentals. We're going to have to block the struck. We're going to have to tackle. We're going to have to put the guys in positions to succeed. We're going to have to be in positions, you know, be in the right spots, and play our rules. And so, you know, that's, you know, and we're going to have to be physical, and we know they're going to be physical. And so, this is exciting. This is why you do this. Everybody in the playoffs has got there for a reason, because they had a great, regular season, and it's going to be a battle, and excited about that.
So I've seen a phenomenon occur here where fans and even co-hosts who undervalued Jalen Hurts after this last game, they've sort of changed their tune. So I wonder if something similar happened within the team. Did McKee's struggles remind the team of Jalen's importance moving forward?
You know, again, you mentioned, you know, fans and co-hosts or whoever you said right there.
I guess that's me.
That would be you. That wasn't that
just
failed.
Just because that's an outside opinion, that we don't – we have so much faith in him, and that doesn't mean it's an inside opinion. We know what we have there, and we know how much of a competitor he is, how good of a football player he is. And wouldn't want anybody else going to battle with as the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts.
Nick Sirianni with us here, getting ready, of course, for Sunday. Nick, let's talk for a moment about Saturday. I'm curious. You'll be about 24 hours from kickoff on Saturday. Do you get to peek, or more than peek, at the two NFC games that go on that, you know, you have a vested interest in? Or is it 1,000% preparation for Sunday and you don't even watch those games in real time on Saturday?
You know, obviously, we're football fans too, right?
Yeah, of course.
You know, that time of the week, you're going through, like, even when I go home, you know, on a Thursday, like, and I'm doing something at home, I'm still working on the stuff for the game that we're about to play, but I'll have a football game on in the background, and I might stay up later than normal to watch that. And it's the same thing there. You'll be still continuing to do the little things that you do and going through your routine. But of course we love football. Like, I don't care who's playing football. I'll watch anything, that has to pertain to football. And so you'll watch that as you go, but you'll be thinking and your mind will be completely on, the San Francisco 49ers. But you know, as you watch games, you're like, oh, that was a great play by that guy. What an awesome job on block destruction. Oh, that situation right there. You put yourself in, you kind of, as a coach, you kind of put yourself through those things. What would I do in this situation? What would I do in that? And you might look at something like, oh, I like that scheme and how they did that. Maybe that's something we can look at. So those are kind of the things you go through as a coach when you're watching football games too.
Nick, final thing here. You know, you've been coaching now a lot of playoff games for the Eagles, and congrats to you on that. And you're going to be, and most of them have been home games. I'm curious, what is it like for you as a head coach? And I really want to pump up to people that are listening right now that are going to be driving down to the link on Sunday to watch the game and be there. What is it like for you as a head coach 30 seconds before a playoff game at the link, knowing that 75,000 fans are there going crazy to cheer you guys on? What is that advantage like, and what is that feeling like as a coach, know you about to embark on a game with that on your side?
Yeah, sure. You know, you have the advantage, right? Everything matters, and it is a huge advantage. And I know and I believe that our city, more of an advantage than other cities, because of the passion and how loud it's going to be and how hostile it's going to be. And so, you know, it's awesome. It's going to be an awesome atmosphere. We'll feed off that atmosphere. Can't wait for that. And we know it's going to be difficult on the opposing side, to deal with the noise and with the, you know, with the fans. So, can't wait. It's just, you know, you get excited about every game. You really do. It's like I get to coach in the National Football League. I mean, this is unbelievable. But that playoff, sometimes, again, you don't treat one game bigger than the other, but the playoffs just, it always, there's a couple more cameras. There's a couple more fans on the sideline pregame. It's everything's just ticked up a little bit, and that's awesome. That is awesome. That's so important, though, that we go through our process and stay level-headed through that and be mentally tough through that, you know, because the stakes are higher because you win and you move on, you lose and you go home. And so this is why you're trying to play your best football by the end of the year, and that's our plan.
Nick, you said can't wait. I'm going to raise your can't wait to a famous
can't wait.
We're all looking forward to Sunday. Nick, good luck to your squad on Sunday. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Joe.
All right, there he is, Eagles head coach.
All right, there it was, Nick Sirianni on with the morning show. Good interview. A couple things that stood out. So Nick was non-committal, Hugh, in the injury update for both N'Kobe Dean and Lane Johnson. So we got the update from Jeff McClain earlier this morning that he's going to practice tomorrow. We'll see. They'll see how he comes through practice and how he looks. Now, while we were listening to Nick Sirianni, Vic Fangio speaking to the media currently said he expects N'Kobe Dean to play. Hugh, let's unpack this.
Vic didn't get the memo.
That we're going to put out a practice report.
Well, I guess it's later in the day, so it don't
matter. No, I think you're right. I think Nick does. We'll put out a practice report. Vic says what's on his mind. I think you're right about that. All right. How big of a deal is it if one or both can't play for you in this game?
Oh, it's a big deal if N'Kobe can't play. I think for me personally, N'Kobe's the equalizer. You know, when you talk about that run game and what I'm worried about, I feel like that's the reason why. N'Kobe's the reason why teams haven't been able to attack the perimeter, in my humble opinion, as the middle linebacker, because he's always shooting gaps and you have to account for him. He's a feisty little dude, man. I mean, I have a tremendous amount of respect for his game. When you talk about what he's been through as far as all the injuries that he's had and what he's had to fight through and still out there doing his thing on the football field. I don't know what his future holds, man, but I would venture to say it's going to be a tough decision to make when it comes to what to do with N'Kobe Dean. I mean, seriously, I think that highly of him as a player.
So I agree with you in that they need N'Kobe in this game. Let's cross our fingers that the hamstring is good and holds up. Hugh, obviously they need Lane. I mean, we all want Lane to play.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how Lane holds up in practice, how he looks. I think N'Kobe might actually be a bigger guy to get back this weekend for two.
I think so.
I think we're on the same page. Two reasons. One, the 49ers run the football a lot, right? They Shanahan wants to run the football. They run it with McCaffrey a ton. So to me, the run defense has been better with him in there rather than Jahad Campbell. And Hugh, they also throw the ball over the middle. They throw the ball to Christian McCaffrey. And I remember early in the season, didn't it feel like Jahad was getting kind of caught in coverage? And
he peeking. Yeah. I think that's what the linebackers call it. I think that's what he called it, peeking in the backfield or going for the pump fakes and stuff like that.
I just feel like if Jahad is out there, and look, he's promising, and he's probably going to be a star player as time goes on.
Oh, no, he is.
And he's had good moments. I just feel like if it's a rookie linebacker out there, Shanahan's going to try to take advantage of that and isolate him. I just trust that Kobe a little bit more just overall in this game. So let's hope that Vic is right and N'Kobe plays and holds up, and we'll find out about Lane Johnson as the next couple days go on. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls coming up. Would you be surprised if the Eagles won the Super Bowl? I would not. I know it has not been their best regular season. It's been choppy at times. The offense has had complete just like spurts where they don't do anything. But I wouldn't be surprised if they get on a run here, specifically based on who they're playing, this defense precedent. I think they could do it. And I don't underestimate the heart of a champion. Hugh Douglas over here. He'd be surprised.
I would be.
I know you
no
would.
No heart of a champion.
I don't know what that's
where about. Do you come down? All right. Your phone calls us. Plus, the Eagles this weekend. Could they have a coach or two's job on the line on Sunday? Interesting answer from Jaws this morning. If things don't go well, could someone be out of here by Monday? We'll talk about that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.